A 3-inch gap shouldn't ruin your life. Yet there George Warren stood, staring at a misaligned kitchen island that violated building codes and cost him $42,000 to fix. The client's words echoed in his head, "We don't have a problem, you have a problem." He wasn't wrong. George had inherited his family's remodeling business after his father's sudden death, and now everything was crumbling. Project managers didn't care. Customers complained constantly. His best people were jumping ship to competitors. He worked 80-hour weeks, micromanaging every detail, yet things only got worse. The harder he ran, the further behind he fell. Sound familiar? This crisis plays out daily in businesses everywhere, not because people are lazy or incompetent, but because of a fundamental leadership gap that most organizations never address. Belief isn't just a feeling. It's transferable and transforms performance. When George meets his mentor, Marty Gold, at Mission Burger, their waiter, Mike, shares a powerful story. The owner hired him straight from jail. "She believed in me when I didn't believe in myself." 3 years later, he'd risen to assistant manager. One person's confidence shattered his self-doubt and opened new possibilities. George immediately applies this with Jesse, a discouraged salesperson who just lost a major client. Instead of adding pressure, George says, "You're one of the most persuasive people I know. Remember the Morgans?" Jesse's energy shifts instantly. Within weeks, he lands the Spicer account plus 2 referrals. This isn't positive thinking. It's recognizing potential before others see it themselves. When leaders say, "I believe you can do this," it carries transformative weight. Studies show employees receiving explicit confidence from leaders are 63% more likely to persist through difficulties. The most powerful belief transfer happens through specific, evidence-based encouragement rather than generic praise. Without purpose and direction, employees have no reason to be loyal. When George admits his company lacks a mission statement, Marty explains that culture isn't abstract. It's the accumulation of shared values and behaviors defining an organization. George's breakthrough comes when he nearly unveils a generic ChatGPT-generated mission statement at a leadership meeting. Staring at the uninspiring text, he realizes he shouldn't dictate purpose, but create it collaboratively. The team develops together. "While we exist to transform homes, our purpose is to go beyond the hammer by transforming the lives of our customers, our teammates, and the communities we serve." This beyond the hammer concept becomes powerful, working on the business, not just in it. Their Windows for a Cause program transforms discarded windows into art auctioned for community benefit, connecting daily work to meaningful impact. Even a 19-year-old field marketing employee could proudly say, "I help veterans in wheelchairs stand." Culture integration progresses through 4 levels, from non-existent to lived and rewarded, where every team member knows the mission regardless of role. When mission is authentically woven into an organization, it acts like jet fuel for performance. Leaders don't have the luxury of bad days in front of their teams. When George snaps at Rosemary after learning Jesse might leave, Marty asks if stress helps when leaders display it. Team members determine their day based on the leader's mood. If the leader seems stressed, everyone feels it. This is the echo of leadership. Words and actions reverberate throughout the organization. Silence echoes too. Not handling performance issues reverberates as powerfully as handling them badly. Studies show 60% of U.S. adults have left jobs to escape their managers. Positive echoes come from staying fully present in conversations, keeping commitments, maintaining open body language, and speaking with clarity. What might be tossing an idea out there can be interpreted as a directive. Instead of declaring, "We need to bring social media in-house," effective leaders ask, "What does everyone think about possibly bringing social media in-house?" Organizations where leaders are aware of their echo gain massive competitive advantage. They attract and retain top talent. Training isn't a one-time event. It's woven into a company's fabric. In true training organizations, everyone from veterans to new hires embraces continuous development. Zappos exemplified this. All employees completed 4 weeks of training, including call center experience, and customer service reps could spend unlimited time with customers. One call lasted 9.5 hours. This approach helped Amazon acquire Zappos for $1.2 billion. Training organizations document everything. If it's not written down, it doesn't exist. The most effective approach balances structured corporate training with organic team-level development, from tailgate meetings to techniques shared between appointments. Everyone is both teacher and student. Hiring trainable people matters most. The Ether framework, ethical, trainable, hungry, energetic, and reliable, identifies ideal candidates. For roles requiring memorization, give applicants a script to recite during interviews. The goal isn't perfection, but willingness to try. About 30% don't make the effort and are immediately disqualified. Modeling your business as a training organization ignites continuous growth and innovation. People join organizations for culture and opportunity, but quit because of poor management. Yet the real issue lies higher up, where management training is substandard or non-existent. Managers handle critical functions, hiring, promoting, training, rewarding, terminating, that directly influence culture and mindset. While executives shape organizational culture through mission and vision, managers serve as its daily custodians. Top-performing managers master 10 practices, being effective coaches who adapt communication to learning preferences, leading with team vision statements aligned with company vision, practicing empowerment by seeking alignment rather than obedience, communicating effectively through daily huddles and honest responses, focusing on key metrics and accountability, discussing performance and career development regularly, keeping a learning mindset that sees problems as opportunities, collaborating across business units to break down silos, embracing continual process improvement using methods like Toyota's 5 Whys, and praising performance publicly while keeping constructive feedback private. These practices provide a comprehensive framework that transforms both results and culture. A year after meeting Marty, George occasionally reverts to old habits, speaking too forcefully or impulsively fixing problems, but self-awareness quickly brings him back to the 5 pillars. Warren Construction has transformed from his father's era of adrenaline-fueled big wins to sustainable, consistent energy that powers both personal growth and business success. His daughter Amelia, once suspended for confronting a difficult customer, now leads community outreach and creates visual representations of the 5 pillars. George has redefined his childhood nickname, Dozer, from painful memories of being bullheaded to a powerful mission, developing others with zero excuses required. He shifted from master builder of structures to architect of human potential. The company has seen decreased turnover, increased internal promotions, and more efficient project completion, not through pressure, but through improved coordination and shared purpose. The journey beyond the hammer represents a fundamental shift. Sustainable success comes not from authority or control, but from creating an environment where people fully express their capabilities. When leaders focus on building people, the people build the business and build it better than ever before.